For a moment she stood over him as though waiting for him to move so that she could whip at him again. But Crooks sat perfectly still, his eyes averted, everything that might be hurt drawn in. She turned at last to the other two. Old Candy was watching her, fascinated.
"If you was to do that, we'd tell," he said quietly. "We'd tell about you framing Crooks."
"Tell and be damned," she cried. "Nobody'd listen to you, and you know it. Nobody'd listen to you."
Candy subsided.
"No,"
he agreed.
"Nobody'd listen to us."
Lenny whined.
"I wish George was here. I wish George was here."
Candy stepped over to him.
"Don't you worry none," he said. "I just heard the guys coming in. George will be in the bunkhouse right now, I bet."
He turned to Curly's wife.
"You better go home now,"
he said quietly.
"If you go right now, we won't tell Curly you was here."
She appraised him coolly.
"I ain't sure you heard nothing."
"Better not take no chances,"
he said.
"If you ain't sure, you better take the safe way."
She turned to Lenny.
"I'm glad you bust up Curly a little bit. He got it coming to him. Sometimes I'd like to bust him myself."
She slipped out the door and disappeared into the dark barn. And while she went through the barn, the halter chains rattled and some horses snorted and stamped their feet. Crooks seemed to come slowly out of the layers of protection he had put on.
"Was that the truth, what you said about the guys coming back?"
he asked.
"Sure, I heard them."
"Well, I didn't hear nothing."
"The gate banged,"
Candy said, and he went on.
"Jesus Christ, Curly's wife can move quiet. I guess she had a lot of practice, though."
Crooks avoided the whole subject now.
"Maybe you guys better go," he said. "I ain't sure I want you in here no more. Colored man got to have some rights, even if you don't like him."
Candy said,
"That bitch didn't ought to have said that to you."
"It wasn't nothing," Crooks said dully. "You guys coming in and setting made me forget. What she says is true."
The horses snorted out in the barn and the chains rang, and a voice called. "Lenny? Lenny, you in the barn?"
"It's George,"
Lenny cried. And he answered,
"Here, George. I'm right in here."